Welcome to the Expat Life Lessons podcast. Get ready for the truth about what it means to be an expat, for many, many life lessons and coaching tips to help you on your journey as an expat, as a future expat, no matter where you are. And let's just get right into it.
Hello, welcome to another podcast episode. And today it's all about what to expect from a year as an expat. First of all, Happy New Year. And today I really wanted to bring you this practical episode so that you can really set your goals like we talked about on the last episode, on the Let's Get Practical episode, the 16. And it was really about deciding your New Year resolutions. But today it's more about what to expect, because sometimes we don't really know what to expect from our year, especially being an expat. It can be challenging because what will happen, we don't know. And sometimes, you know, why we don't know what to expect, because we are focusing so much on everything that happens around us. We are focusing on, can my company let go of me or not? Are my friends moving away or not? Am I losing my apartment or not? Or is my landlord going to do something? That's an example for me, because my landlord, the agency, is horrible, but that's another story. But the reason why sometimes we don't really know what to expect, it's really because whenever we expect something, we are thinking more outside of us. So today I wanted to talk to you what to expect, but in a perspective of what can you expect from yourself? Because the more that you focus on the actions that you can take, the more that you focus on what you can control, the more that it's easier to set realistic expectations for your life. And it's easier to achieve them, actually. So let's just dive right into it. So in what to expect as an expat, I know there are a lot of things that come to mind. Like, I can expect that my job will change. Let's say if you are moving right now, the culture will be different. And for example, my friends might move away. And like I was saying in the beginning of this episode, those are all things that you have no control over. The culture will be changed, yes. Friends might move away, or people might be different. Yeah, definitely. The job might change, or the apartment might be difficult to find. Yes, for sure. But what I want to point out is that when you think about it that way, the uncertainty is so big and the overwhelm is so high as well, that it can be so stressful to think about it that way. So come with me on a little shift. So what about when you are thinking of what can I expect from this year? Or maybe you are even a person that you think, I don't want to expect anything and then we'll see. But what if you can expect something? What if you can expect yourself to take the action that you want to take? What if you can expect yourself to know what you want and to go for it? You see the difference here? In one hand, we are focusing on what can I expect from other people? What can I expect from my job? What can I expect from my landlord or whatever it is? In the other hand, we are really focusing on what can I expect from myself? Because in the end, it's us who are creating the life that we want. It's us that take the step to move towards what we want. So that's why I really wanted to bring this topic today. Because sometimes the reason why we are so stressed is because we feel that life is happening to us. Coming back here to the expectations, let's say that you are expecting from this year to make friends. And you think, oh, I don't want to set that expectation because I don't know if it will come true or not. What if you, instead of that, you set an expectation for your own behavior, because that you can control. So let's say that you want to make, let's say, 5 friends. And for you, it might be, I don't know, even a bit hard to believe that that will happen. But then let's say that you just think, I am going to every week go to an event to meet people. So you see the difference there? I'm going to make 5 friends. You can't control when that will happen. You can't control if people are going to be your friends or not. Trust me, that's going to happen, but you don't have control over it. But what if you have control over your own behavior, which you do? So what if instead of saying, my goal is to make 5 friends. What if you say, my goal is to go to an event every single week? Or my goal is to meet new people once every weekend at this time from this group, for example. You see the difference there? So really, when setting expectations, and that was the goal of this episode, really when setting expectations, think about what is completely outside of my control. What do I have some control over? And what do I actually have control over? And what you have control over is your own actions, your own behaviors. And the more that you focus on your expectations for yourself, for your behavior, realistically, not that you are going to be like a robot every day to achieve your goals, but in a realistically and compassionate way, what you can control is your behavior, is your actions. So it's really about asking yourself, okay, what can I do here? What can I expect for myself this year? So let's say my goal this year is to have a specific number of clients. And for me, I know I can't control that outcome, but I know I want to adjust my behavior to really help my chances to get that outcome. So for me, my goal is to every day post twice a day on Instagram and every week release a new podcast episode. And I know I have complete control over it. Of course, I could get sick, but if I plan in advance, I know I can control that. Well, maybe I have some control if the internet fails on that day. But that is really an obstacle that could happen, and it's really thinking, how could I anticipate that happening? But you see what I mean? You see that I want a certain number of clients, and yes, my expectation is that. But I'm going to focus on what I can control, which is my own behavior. And this episode was really about what to expect from you as an expat, but mostly about how to set your own expectations, which goes back to setting your own goals, which in the end, the most beneficial way to do it is really to see what can you expect from yourself, what goals can you set for your own behavior, so that you can go out there and you can create that outcome, the goal, that result that you actually want. And I know some of you will be like, yes, but I want to know more about what to expect from a year as an expat. So I can tell you, like, what to expect from a year as an expat will depend. Maybe that's not what you wanted to hear, but the truth is it will depend on all of our lives. It will depend on how we are, what we want. Like, for me, my life looks so different from all of my expat friends. So it's really like what to expect. I would say challenges. What to expect is like meeting new people, is learning how to be more yourself. It's like learning how to deal with different challenges and obstacles that might come your way and connecting more with yourself. I would say that's what to expect. And this was all that I had for you. But do let me know if you have any questions, if you have any comments, any suggestions or any requests for other episodes. I'm here to help you out. And I'll see you on the next podcast episode.